You're tuned to The Blend here on WDIY. I'm Carlos Benjamin, and I'd like to welcome to our studios here David Wilcox.
Thank you for the welcome. I do feel welcome.
Performing an 8 o'clock show at Godfrey Daniels tonight once again.
Yeah, I miss that place. It's a good place.
Yeah, just down the street.
Yeah.
You've been there for a lot of years.
I came there the first time with John when I was staying at his house, St. Gorka.
Okay, yeah.
A patron saint of the
Slept in the
Daniels.
Basement there.
Yeah. Yeah.
As a matter of fact, you've been performing about the same amount of time as him. It seems like you guys have parallel careers. Is that about right?
Or? He was one record ahead of me. Yeah. Yeah.
But I'm glad you made it in. You're hot off the airplane here.
And the airplane was delayed, so I had to really trust my GPS and just, like, sail along and think, well, maybe I'll get there in time.
So thanks
for being flexible.
Yeah, I'm glad you could make it in. And what would you like to start us out with this afternoon?
Let's start with this. This is a song that's turning the old cliche of wish I'd known then what I know now on its head. If I was a young man with all that time to spend, I would make my list of old mistakes to make them all again. If I was a young man, lost with my old friends, I'd trace the place we ran astray and chase that same dead end. Sometime when I get wistful about the winnings that I missed, there's risky bets I still regret, but how could I resist? If I was a young man for the second time, why spoil the show with things I know? Just let me fly it blind. If I was a young man, knowing what I know now, I'd take all those pearls of wisdom and I'd pawn them off somehow. I would trade my pearls for pennies and I would buy back what I'd lost. That'd be the present tense with real suspense, no matter what the cost. If I was a young man sailing off the chart, I'd be out to see where the dragons be, and I'd make my way by heart, by heart.
David Wilcox here in our studios at WDIY. You flying out of North Carolina this morning, is that right?
I did, yes.
And I guess, is what you call your home down in the area of Asheville, which is more like Hendersonville, is that right?
Asheville is north of Hendersonville, and you know, we like to think that Hendersonville is near Asheville, not vice versa. And Asheville is a wonderful place. It's a great sort of juxtaposition of different cultures that seem to get along rather well. And, like, it's always been a tourist town, and it's very beautiful up tucked in the mountains there. And so it's inspiring for the people that land there and also just for the natural beauty. There's a whole lot of people who, when you ask them about, you know, why they moved to Asheville, they say, well, I didn't mean to. I just came here for a weekend. That was 7 years ago. You know, that kind of thing. They just sort of stick.
You're not originally from down there.
No, I got there as soon as I could. I went to college in Asheville and stayed on. Yeah.
So it's kind of an interesting parallel to, you were mentioning St. Gorka, John Gorka,
yes,
before, who,
yes,
went to college here. He came here from New Jersey and then started his career there. So it was that pretty much the same for you musically
same
as
thing,
well?
Same thing, because there was a venue. For me, it was McDibbs, this tiny little venue that was just the right size for a musician who was just getting started. I could get, you know, 100 people, and I played there every Tuesday for months and months. I talked the guy into, you know, opening on Tuesdays, because before he was closed on Tuesdays. I said, let's just kind of, you know, open it up. We'll make it free. I just need to learn how to play to people. He said, no, let's charge $5, but let's make it a money back guarantee. I said, yeah. So that was a, you know, money back guarantee, no questions asked. It was great.
Is that place still around?
It is not, unfortunately. Most people who are really sort of benevolent in their running of a club and really think of it in terms of like how it will affect the next generation of musicians. Most people like that, they don't make a living running clubs. The people who make a living are the people who sell alcohol, which is really the opposite of what music is trying to do. So, you know, I mean, that's my opinion. I think masking the pain is not what we're after. Music heals it.
So, you know, you travel and tour a lot, nationally and internationally. Yeah. What do you see the scene as like for folk music when you do that? I mean, are a lot of venues, are there still a number of them that are hanging in there, maybe a dozen or so that have been around for quite a while?
I think there are a lot, and I think the fun thing about this kind of music is it always feels like it is revolutionary. It always feels like it reinvents itself every generation. And so there were, you know, clubs that lasted a little while, and it's long enough because there are going to be new clubs that spring up. There's so many in Asheville, little music venues where, you know, it's there's enough for everybody to be playing, and well, not everybody. There's still lots of musicians who spill out onto the sidewalks and in front of the health food store, and I appreciate them too. It's really one of my favorite things about a town is just how you can be walking down the street and there's this song just kind of like echoing off the glass front of a building and you're thinking, where is that? And you have to go find it. I have to go find it. I really love the sound of acoustic guitar. It just changes the way my brain functions. It just makes everything better.
But even outside of Asheville, when you get around, Club Passim, I guess, still happening up in Boston and some places, upstate New York has a classic venue as well.
Lena.
Right.
Yeah.
So a lot of those places are still around, right? There's still things happening. And for you, has it still been as pretty much easy to get out there and travel and play?
Well, I love being out about 10 days a month. And I've limited to 10 days a month because then I have a life worth singing about. So I always have enough gigs to go do. And it's still... Actually, it feels better than ever because I'm doing it for better reasons. And it feels like a real kind of spiritual practice to be happy and sane on the road where most people sort of get cynical and unhealthy. So it's a challenge. But if you do it intentionally, I think it's very satisfying.
Well, play us another tune and tell us what you're going to pull out.
This is a song called Start With The Ending. I wanted to write a song about the fact that the people I know who are most alive almost died. But I knew that I had to take a little slice of that idea, so this is about starting a relationship with the kind of conversation that you'd only have if you were breaking up. The honest conversation. Secret of a happy marriage. Maybe you should write this down. Wanna keep a love together? The best way is to end it now. Cause when you both know it's over, suddenly the truth comes out. You can talk about your secret passion. You can talk about your restless doubt. When there's no pretending, the truth is safe to say. Start with the ending, get it out of the way. Now there's no defending, no one has to win. Start with the ending, it's the best way to begin. It's the best way to begin. Start with the ending. Why? Well, because after you both decided you were missing something that you need, the ways you were too short-sighted get easier for you to see. And after all the expectations shatter on the kitchen floor, you just see another human suffering and you wonder what the war was for. When there's no pretending, the truth is safe to say. Start with the ending, get it out of the way. Now there's no defending, no one has to win. Start with the ending, it's the best way to begin. Happy anniversary, darling. We go back a long, long time. Think about our lives together. I'm so grateful you are here in mine. I know you'll keep on changing. You're moving in this dance with me. I love the way we embrace the future and keep the past a memory. So there's no defending that the old ways could remain. We start with the ending. Things will never be the same. Now there's no defending. No one has to win. We start with the ending. It's the best way to begin. It's the best way to begin. Start with the end.
David Wilcox here on The Blend on WDIY live in our studios. That's a great tune and a classic one of yours.
Thanks. I do like that.
Performing tonight at Godfrey Daniels at 8 o'clock. You have about 20 albums out. Is that close to that count?
Yeah, and there's actually a musical magazine, too, that has a bunch of songs on it that has some songs that wouldn't otherwise make it onto a record, but they it's sort of the quirky bits, and so I'm really loving that process because it shortens that limbo, the time where you're done with the record but it's not out for another 2 months. The musical magazine lets me get these new songs out quickly,
And they can sign up for it on your website. It's your audiovisual magazine. What makes that audiovisual? Are they YouTube snippets?
There are videos, and there are just other written stuff, and yeah, it's good. Yeah.
I remember when you were here a couple of years ago, your site was organized a little bit differently, and you had, I think people could go in and see a couple hundred songs that you had written, and you had them categorized. So for whatever was going on in your life at the time,
that's still the case. It's under the musical medicine page. Yes.
I mean, it's still organized like that? So you can get in, because maybe I just didn't find that right.
Songs by emotional topic. Yeah, you can Google it, or you could look under. First you go to the music tab, and then you go to musical medicine, and it's there.
So how long have you been doing this magazine that people can subscribe to?
We're on the second issue is out, and the it's seasonal, so we've... it's been since the summer.
So, you talk about how you need to be on the road and kind of get some inspiration for what you're doing, you know, to get back to songwriting, I guess,
yeah,
right? So, so that's an important part to have that good work-life balance. And
Right? I do love that, sort of the in-breath and the out-breath, the inspiration of the writing, the expression of the playing. And you can't do one without the other. So it's a nice balance.
So living in near the Smoky Mountains, you're probably just like a stone's throw away. When you were on the road, do you try to get out and hike a little bit?
I do when it's not so frenetic. A lot of times it's just, get to the rental car, get to the sound check, get to the restaurant, get to the gig, get to the hotel, get some sleep, get back to the airport. And it's nice when there is some time, and I do love to sort of make every place I go kind of like a pilgrimage where I find out, okay, so what's cool about this place? There are people who spend their lives here. Let's find out what it is that makes this place wonderful. Get a little history, get a little, feel for it. And that really makes it a lot more of an adventure.
From my recollection, you might have, is it true that you were teaching classes at Omega Institute as well?
That's true. Yeah, we did that last summer with Beth Chapman. She is an amazing songwriter, of course, Beth Nilsson Chapman. And she and I are going to be back in July to teach another week of songwriting at Omega. And it's a fun balance because, again, there's complementary differences between the way she expresses ideas, the way she teaches songwriting, and the way she writes. I mean, I love writing songs with her, but she has rules that I'd never heard of, and they're good rules, and I learned so much being around her.
What's going on right now with your recording?
And I have a new album coming out in February, I think the 11th of February, and it's called Blaze, and it's an intense record that was written with a rhythm section where the songs were inspired by these bigger sounds, working in a studio with some great musicians and writing to grooves and getting some passionate ideas on paper and into song that the acoustic guitar probably couldn't have translated musically. But this band was really good. It was a great experience.
So would you like to close us out with one more tune, maybe from the new album?
Or? Why, certainly. Let me do, this one is, actually from the Musical Magazine. And it's a song of catches me when I get cynical about stuff. Some of these ideas in this song are stuff that I get caught up thinking about, and it doesn't do anybody any good. But the song comes around to saying, oh, come on, don't fall for the new normal, just being angry and bitter and cynical all the time. Red is the new black, lie is the new true, front is the new back, green is the new red, white and blue is the new fine, high is the new low, cruel is the new kind, smile is the new I told you so. Say those who give in to the old new normal point of view. Love is the new like, like is the new friend, drag is the new drop, click is the big new rush, to spend is the new earn, debt is the new free, steal is the new sail, ship is the nation lost at sea. Say those who give in to the old new normal point of view. Rage is lazy, edge sounds dull, love like crazy. Is the new dolt, fame is the new truth, screw is the new bolt, spin is the new no need for proof, is the new fake, talk is the new do, take is the new make, safe as a lawyer set to sue. Say those who give in to the old new.
David Wilcox here on The Blend on WDIY, and just some great singing and songwriting.
Thank you.
And the guitar is really beautiful looking, a guitar to look at. What is that?
This is a carbon fiber rain song guitar, and the carbon fiber is the stuff that you usually only see on, you know, like Ducati motorcycles, but the folks at Rainsong have figured out how to make this material really jump, really spring to life, and It is an amazing guitar to travel with because it's indestructible. And so you can check it in a soft case. It's super light and it's absolutely unbreakable, which is such a relief because normally, you know, we're like peering out the plane window looking at the little conveyor belt, watching the guitar bounce along and thinking, oh no, oh no. And now it's just like, you check it, you think, it'll be fine. I mean, they can lose it, but they can't break it. So,
is it lightweight also?
It's very light, yes. And that's why I can put a bunch of pickups in it and make it sound huge. So I like to do that.
So you're just playing acoustically here today, but mm-hmm. you're saying like when you hook up electrically and right yeah. into the soundboard,
there's
it sounds really
great.
There's
many different plugs coming out. There's many, many different pickups in here, and they all blend together like a choir. So there's one pickup that's really good for the bass and one that's good for the super high and one for the middle and low mid and high mid. And it's all very carefully EQ'd together so that it makes a beautiful blend.
So all of you guitar nerds out there, great information. What's the brand of that again?
Well, Rain Song, and this is the David Wilcox Signature Edition, which is, you know, once I was, the first time actually that I traveled with this guitar, I had it as a carry-on, and I was in the airport, and I was playing it just because I love the sound of it, and some guy comes up and says, what kind of guitar is that? And I said, well, this is actually the David Wilcox Signature Edition. It's Rain Song, you know. And he said, David Wilcox, never heard of him. And I said, well, I'm actually David Wilcox. And he said, oh, I get it. So, like, you have a guitar, and so it's your signature edition because you signed it. And I was like, do I have to explain? And I just let it go. I said, yeah, that's it. I didn't want to have to try and say, no, really, it's a signature edition, man. Like, I'm famous for folk, which is really an oxymoron.
Excellent. Well, thanks for being my guest this afternoon here
my
on The
pleasure.
Blend. You know, we do have 3 minutes. I don't know if that's a little too short,
enough.
But if you want to take
song.
Us out with one more, David
I'll
Wilcox,
do a tiny little song
right here on WDIY.
And you feel free to give me the 15-second mark. I can fade if need be. It's a song about how songs hold us accountable. She had a life to live. The day she left home, she vowed no surrender, no company drone. She wrote it down in crimson, she wrote it down in black. She wrote it down so deep, she's never gonna take it back. Make your clear and solemn vow before the age of compromise. Write it here and write it now, always right before your eyes. This tattoo, this tattoo, this tattoo. It isn't on the surface, it doesn't need to be. She wrote it down so deep, only she can see. She doesn't have to show it, it isn't made for show. She made the print so plain, it's written on her soul. Make your clear and solemn vow before the age of compromise. Write it here and write it now, always right before your eyes. Now with this tattoo, you make your promise of who you are and what you think. This will be your binding contract written down in blood and ink. Of course, Joni was singing about this accountability that songs have on us. She sang, songs are like tattoos. You know I've been to sea before. Crown and anchor me, or let me sail away. She had a life to live. The day she left home, she vowed no surrender, no company drone. Tonight at Godfrey Daniels. I'll see you there.
Once again, thanks for being my guest this afternoon. David Wilcox here on The Blend on WDIY. performing.
Thank you, Mike.